Welcome to the Good Health Podcast. I'm your host, Nicole Good, a certified functional medicine practitioner, registered nutritionist, and author. In this podcast, we delve into the world of energy and immune health and wellness with positivity, from optimal health and energy to stress and burnout, right through to immune conditions such as thyroid and autoimmune disease. We deep dive into functional medicine, nutritional medicine, and lifestyle medicine, as well as the personal stories of our amazing guests, from Olympians to famous faces, and guest experts from all different parts of the health and wellness world. It's time to stop letting your health hold you back and become the optimal version of you. Don't forget to come and join the conversation on Instagram at good_health, that's G-O-O-D-E, or visit the website nicolegoodhealth.com to find out more. Welcome back to the Good Health Podcast and to a very special episode. This week marks 1 year since Optimal You, Supercharge Your Energy, Strengthen Your Immunity, found its way into bookstores, your hands and your homes. To everyone who has read the book, recommended it, left a review, or simply taken one small step towards better health because of it, thank you. Your emails, your DMs, your clinic stories over the past 12 months have been incredible. They've shown how powerful the basics can be when they're science-led and truly personalized. And I'm deeply grateful for this community and the momentum that you've created around this message. So here's to years two. But first, let's look back on the last 12 months. It's incredible to look back and see what this first year of Optimal You has brought. When I set out to write the book, my hope was that it would bridge the gap between science and everyday life, that it would help people to truly understand their bodies, especially when it comes to energy and immunity. And the response has been beyond anything I imagined. Optimal You became an Amazon number one bestseller across three categories: health and fitness, nutrition, and disorders and diseases. It also held at the top spot as number one hot new release in four categories: health and fitness, nutrition, disorders and diseases, and even self-help, which was such an exciting moment. Then earlier this year, the book won a highly commended award for Wellness and Wellbeing Book of 2025 at the Business Book Awards, and it's since been shortlisted for the People's Book Prize, which will be announced in 2026. But beyond the awards and the rankings, what's meant the most has been hearing from so many of you, readers, patients, and listeners, who've used the book as a blueprint for rebuilding your energy, improving your immunity, and understanding your health in a new way. In clinic, I've seen how these two pillars, energy and immunity, are the foundation for everything else. Whether it's burnout, autoimmunity, hormone balance, or just feeling constantly flat, it always comes back to those first two systems being under strain. When we restore energy production and calm the immune system, everything begins to realign. That's why I wanted to start this anniversary episode here with the two pillars that underpin the entire framework of Optimal You and really the foundation of good health itself. So today, to celebrate a year of Optimal You, I want to take you back to the beginning, to the first two pillars of the Mitoimmune Method that form the foundation of the book, and in many ways, the foundation of health itself, and they are energy and immunity. These two are deeply interconnected. Your energy, or more specifically, your mitochondrial function, fuels every process in your body, including your immune response. And in turn, your immune system protects those very same energy-producing cells from damage and inflammation. When either one is depleted, the other very quickly follows. And that's when you start to feel constantly tired, pick up every cold going round, or find that stress and recovery take the toll in the way that they didn't used to. So in this episode, we'll look at how energy and immunity work together, what drains them in the modern world, and most importantly, what restores them, from nutrition and lifestyle to mindset and daily rhythms. By the end, my aim is for you to understand your energy and immune health in a new light and to leave with a few simple science-backed steps that you can start using straight away. And of course, if you want to learn more, pick up a copy of my book. The links are all in the show notes below. I want to start by reading you a snippet from the book. Today, we live in a modern and frantic world. Within this world and the need to have it all, the pursuit of optimal health, longevity, and wellness becomes paramount. We all have a desire to live well and thrive, to succeed in our careers, pursue our dreams, nurture our relationships, and maintain physical and mental well-being. In this quest, we can easily lose balance, but one factor to success stands out above all: energy. Energy is what makes it possible. It is the force that allows us to propel ourselves forwards. However, energy is not an infinite resource. It is finite and must be managed wisely. Like a bank account, it can be invested or depleted. Energy is part of our vitality, the currency of our productivity, and the secret to unlocking our full potential. When we think about living well, supporting our health, and what we need to achieve our vision of success, we think energy, the ability to have the energy we need to do it all, everything we want to do each day, and to be able to work, train, and spend time with family and friends. Imagine a day when you wake up refreshed, ready to tackle your goals with enthusiasm and still have energy left to pursue your passions in the evening. That day is the day we all aspire to, but very few achieve. In the world we live in today, the demands on our time and energy seem insurmountable. From demanding careers to bustling social lives, bringing up families, looking after elderly relatives, and the ever-present digital distractions, we are constantly pulled in multiple directions. Our vision of success requires us to do it all, but how can we possibly have the energy to do this without burning out and without getting sick? This brings us to the second concept. While few manage to achieve that perfect day of vitality, some do, but those who do often end up ill. Their immunity comes into the equation, from a body and a mind that has been pushed to its limits. In the ever more important landscape of health and well-being, our immune system plays a pivotal role. Immunity is the foundation of our wellness journey, the shield that safeguards us from illness and the bridge to living longer, healthier life. Our immune system is a marvel of biological engineering. It is a complex network of cells, tissues, and molecules working in harmony to protect us from harmful invaders. But beyond its primary function, immunity has the potential to unlock a world of resilience and longevity. It's also behind one of the fastest growing epidemics in healthcare today, autoimmune disease. Autoimmune diseases have reached epidemic levels with increases of up to 12% a year, with teenagers seeing an increase on diagnosis over the last 24 years of 300%. In the contemporary world, our immune systems face new challenges and opportunities. Environmental stressors, dietary choices, and lifestyle factors all have a profound impact on our immune function. Our daily choices can either balance or undermine immune resilience. With greater immune resilience, we can push our bodies further. We won't be off work sick. We will live well for longer and be around for our families. Immunity gives us longevity. Immune resilience comes down to two things: avoiding illness and living well for longer. So what is cellular energy? When we are talking about energy, we are often referring to cellular energy. Cellular energy is the currency that powers the biochemical processes that are essential in our body for cellular function, metabolism, and overall health. The key to this is a molecule called adenosine triphosphate, ATP, which is the primary source of energy in our body, the currency, if you like. Cellular energy production occurs via a process called cellular respiration, which is a series of biochemical reactions taking place in the mitochondria. Through aerobic respiration, the mitochondria generate ATP. This cellular energy gives our body the power to carry out a wealth of processes it must do every second of every day. To produce this energy, your mitochondria need nutrients from your food and oxygen. Your nutrition plays a vital role here. So what is immune resilience? Immunity is your body's ability to effectively respond to and defend against various pathogens, toxins, and other challenges. People often talk about boosting their immune system. Immune resilience focuses more on balance. Immune resilience involves a well-coordinated and balanced immune response, where the immune system can distinguish between harmful invaders and the body's own cells. It also includes the ability to modulate the immune response to prevent excessive inflammation or autoimmune reactions. We don't want a boosted immune system, we want balance. This is immune resilience. How many times have you heard somebody say, "The kids keep making me sick," or "It's just an age thing"? These are the two main excuses we always use, right? The fact is, your children are developing immune systems and are coming into contact with viruses and bacteria that they haven't come across before. Getting sick allows their adaptive immune system to grow and develop. You've likely come up against these bugs before, so you should have some immune resilience. It's not your children's fault that you haven't worked on building your immune resilience or that you have lived a life that has impacted your immune function. Now I want to bring all of that to life, so I want to share a story with you. One that really captures how these two pillars, energy and immunity, are deeply intertwined. So this was a patient of mine who had read the book and then who came to work with me. And we're going to call her Alex for privacy. She came to see me feeling completely depleted. She was juggling a demanding job, two children, and the kind of daily stress that never really switches off. She told me she felt tired all the time, constantly run down, catching every bug her children brought home and struggling with aching joints that made even simple tasks feel like an effort. We ran a series of functional tests to understand what was really happening beneath the surface, and the results told the full story. Her mitochondria were underfunctioning, and she had oxidative stress, meaning her cells simply weren't producing enough energy. Her adrenal hormones were flatlined, showing signs of chronic stress and burnout. We also found reactivated Epstein-Barr virus, which is common when the immune system is overwhelmed. And we found gut dysbiosis, where the balance of bacteria in her digestive system had shifted towards inflammation. Everything was connected: the burnout, the fatigue, the low immunity. Her body was doing its best to keep up, but it didn't have the reserves left to recover. So we began to rebuild, step by step.
We worked on reducing her viral load and rebuilding her immune system using targeted nutrition, herbs, and immune modulating support. We rebalanced her gut, addressing the dysbiosis that was driving inflammation. We supported her adrenal recovery through rest, adaptogens, and nervous system regulation. And we focused on mitochondrial repair using nutrients like CoQ10, magnesium, and B vitamins to restore cellular energy production while tackling oxidative stress. Over time, her energy began to return. She stopped catching every cold, her joints stopped aching, and she described feeling like herself again, but a calmer, more grounded, and more resilient version. By rebuilding her energy and restoring her immune resilience, she found balance again. That's the power of addressing these two pillars together. When you optimize cellular energy and immune communication, the body has the capacity to heal, repair, and thrive. So when we think about energy, we often assume it's something that we can just push through, grab another coffee, sleep in at the weekend, or wait for that next holiday to recover. But true energy isn't about stamina or motivation. It's about the health of your mitochondria, those tiny powerhouses inside every cell that generate the fuel that your body runs on. The problem is, our modern world isn't built for mitochondrial health. In fact, it's quite the opposite. Every day we are surrounded by things that quietly drain our cellular energy reserves. Chronic stress, which keeps the nervous system on high alert and depletes adrenal hormones that the mitochondria rely on. Environmental toxins, from air pollution to household chemicals, which increase oxidative stress, damaging the very membranes where energy is made. Nutrient depletion, both from poor soil quality and highly processed diets, meaning our mitochondria don't get the raw materials that they need to function. Poor sleep, which disrupts cellular repair and leads to an accumulation of inflammatory molecules. Overtraining or undereating, both of which send a message to the body that it's unsafe to spend energy on repair and recovery. When you add all of these together, the result is what I often call cellular burnout. Your mitochondria can no longer keep up with demand. And this is where many people go wrong. They interpret that dip in energy as a laziness or a lack of motivation, and they try to push through. But fatigue is a signal, not a symptom to ignore. It's your body's way of saying, slow down, something needs attention. And here's where it becomes even more fascinating. Your immune system and mitochondria are constantly in conversation. The mitochondria provide energy for immune cells to respond to threats, while the immune system helps protect mitochondria from oxidative damage and infection. When energy production falters, your immune defense weakens. When your immune system is overactive or inflamed, mitochondrial efficiency drops. This is a two-way relationship that I like to call the mito-immune axis. It means that supporting your energy automatically supports your immunity. They're not separate systems. They're two sides of the same biological coin. So when you feel chronically fatigued, get every cold that goes around, or can't seem to recover from stress, it's not just life. It's your mitochondria and immune system trying to tell you that they need support. And the good news is they can recover remarkably well when given the right environment. Mitochondria are incredibly adaptive. They can recover, they can repair, they can even multiply when given the right environment. Supporting them doesn't have to be complicated. It's about combining the right nutrients, lifestyle choices, and recovery habits consistently over time. So let's start with nutrition, because the mitochondria rely on specific nutrients as their fuel and cofactors. So first we have B vitamins, particularly B2, B3, B6, and B12. They act as essential coenzymes in the production of ATP, which is your body's cellular energy currency. You'll find them in foods such as eggs, salmon, sardines, grass-fed beef, chicken, leafy greens, avocado, mushrooms, and legumes. For B12 specifically, animal-based foods or a high-quality supplement are often needed, especially if you follow a plant-based diet. Then we have carnitine. This helps transport fatty acids into the mitochondria where they can be converted into energy, making it vital for endurance, recovery, and metabolic efficiency. It's found in things like red meat, lamb, poultry, and to a lesser extent in dairy or tempeh. Because it's mainly found in animal foods, some people benefit from additional supplementation, especially if they're vegetarian or vegan. Then we have CoQ10. So CoQ10 is the spark plug of the mitochondrial energy chain, helping to transfer electrons efficiently and protecting cells against oxidative stress. Dietary sources include things like oily fish, such as salmon and mackerel, organ meats like liver, or things like beef and chicken, sesame seeds, or broccoli. Iron also plays a vital role in oxygen transport and mitochondrial respiration. Without enough of it, energy levels going to plummet. The best sources are things like grass-fed red meat, chicken liver, shellfish, especially things like mussels and oysters. And for plant-based eaters, things like lentils, spinach, pumpkin seeds, quinoa. Ideally pairing all of these foods with vitamin C-rich foods to enhance their absorption. Then we have carotenoids and omega-3 fatty acids. These protect the mitochondrial membrane and reduce inflammation, which is key for long-term energy and resilience. Carotenoids are found in those colourful vegetables. So think things like carrots and sweet potatoes, butternut squash, kale, spinach, red peppers. And omega-3s are going to come from things like wild salmon, sardines, anchovies, mackerel, and plant sources, things like chia seeds, flax seeds, walnuts. A diverse whole food diet rich in colourful plants, healthy fats, and high quality proteins provide the foundation. Then we have to look at your lifestyle inputs. Mitochondria thrive in balance, not in extremes. Manage your stress. So incorporate small regular practices such as breathwork, meditation, or simply stepping outside for a few minutes of natural light. Prioritize sleep. This is when mitochondrial repair happens. Quality and consistency matter more than hours alone. Move daily, but avoid overtraining. A mix of gentle strength work and restorative movement like walking or Pilates really helps to support energy production without overwhelming your system when you're already tired. And when it comes to targeted supplementation, a few key products that can make a difference, especially when energy is depleted, are things like the Youth and Earth CoQ10. This is one of my go-to recommendations for supporting mitochondrial function and protecting against oxidative stress. And this is a really good type of CoQ10 to take. Then we have the Altruent Liposomal B Vitamin and Mineral Complex. This delivers a full spectrum of B vitamins in a highly bioavailable form that directly supports ATP production. Then there's Arta's Essential Iron, ideal for those with low iron stores who need gentle, effective replenishment without the digestive side effects, or for those who are more plant-based. And then Altruent Liposomal Glutathione. This again is one of my favorites. It really helps to neutralize free radicals and support detoxification, keeping the mitochondria protected and efficient. Together, these nutrients and the habits form the foundation of energy resilience, helping you wake up refreshed, stay focused through the day, and recover fully at night. When you support your mitochondria, you're not just boosting energy, you're investing in longevity, immunity, and overall vitality. Now let's move to the immune system. Before we continue, a quick note on something that comes up so often when we talk about energy and immunity, and that is supplements. This episode is sponsored by the wonderful platform w-wellness.co.uk. Even with the best nutrition and lifestyle foundations, the modern world can place extra demands on our bodies. That's where high-quality, evidence-based supplementation can make all the difference, helping to fill the gap, support recovery, and optimize the systems we've been talking about today. All of the supplements I've mentioned in this episode, from Youth and Earth CoQ10, Altruent's Liposomal B Vitamin and Mineral Complex, to Arta's Essential Iron, Hyphastaterra's Myco5 Mushrooms, Bare Biology's Beam and Balance Vitamin D, Wild Nutrition Zinc, Nutraceutics Alpha-Lipoic Acid, and Altruent's Liposomal Glutathione are all available from wellness.co.uk. And you can use my code NICOLE20 for 20% off your order. And if you're not sure where to begin, there's two completely free tools to help you get started. First, the Mitoimmune Online Health Assessment, a short quiz designed to help you understand how your energy and immune pillars are performing right now. And second, the Optimal Immune Free Download, which walks you through simple science-backed steps to strengthen resilience and vitality. Both links, along with everything mentioned in this episode, are waiting for you in the show notes below. Now let's get back to the science of energy and immunity and how you can rebuild yours. When we think about the immune system, most people picture it as a simple defense mechanism, something that switches on if we catch a cold or fights an infection. But your immune system is far more sophisticated than that. It's a finely tuned communication network, constantly sensing, repairing, and recalibrating to keep your body in balance. A resilient immune system doesn't mean one that's boosted all the time. In fact, an overactive immune system can be just as problematic as a sluggish one. What we're aiming for is immune balance. A state of calm vigilance where the body can respond appropriately when needed and then return to rest once the threat has passed. And this is what we call immune resilience. Yet much like mitochondrial health, our modern lifestyles make it incredibly difficult for the immune system to stay in balance. The same stresses that drain our energy also erode immune resilience. So chronic stress, that persistent stress hormone such as cortisol, can suppress immune surveillance and weaken the body's first line of defense. Over time, this leads to greater vulnerability to infections and slower recovery. Poor gut health. Around 70% of your immune system resides in your gut. So dysbiosis, inflammation, compromised gut lining, all of these things can confuse immune signaling, leading to both underreactivity and autoimmunity. Then we have nutrient depletion. So low levels of things like vitamin D, zinc, selenium, iron, and antioxidants reduce immune cell efficiency and repair capacity. Lack of sleep as well. Deep sleep is when immune memory is formed and inflammatory molecules are cleared. Without it, the immune system remains in a state of low-grade activation. And then we have the toxins and pollutants that we're exposed to, pesticides, plastics, environmental chemicals. They all increase the inflammatory load and force the immune system to stay on high alert. And then we live much more sedentary lives these days. Some people are overtraining. but a lot of people are living more sedentary through the day and then either overtraining in sudden bursts or not training at all. Both extremes impair immune regulation. Moderate regular movement strengthens immune cell activity. Too little or too much disrupts it. When these stresses accumulate, the immune system becomes dysregulated, stuck between overdrive and exhaustion. And that's when you see recurring infections, reactivated viruses like the Epstein-Barr virus, allergies, autoimmune flares, or simply feeling run down all the time. And just as with energy, this isn't random. The mitochondria and immune system are deeply interlinked. Immune cells require an enormous amount of energy to function. So when mitochondrial output drops, immune performance falters. Conversely, when inflammation is high, immune cells release reactive oxygen species that damage mitochondrial membranes. It's a two-way feedback loop, what I like to call the mitoimmune axis. The goal then isn't to fight your immune system into submission or to stimulate it endlessly, it's to regulate it, to create this internal environment where it can respond with precision, efficiency, and calm recovery. And the wonderful thing is immune resilience can be rebuilt through nutrient repletion, gut restoration, stress regulation, and mitochondrial support. The immune system can regain its balance, stronger, more adaptive, and more capable of sustaining long-term health. The immune system is one of the most dynamic and intelligent systems in the body, constantly learning, adapting, and fine-tuning its responses. To function at its best, it needs both the right information from your environment and the right nourishment from your diet. So let's start with some of the key nutrients and foods that form the foundation of immune balance. Vitamin C supports the production of white blood cells and acts as a potent antioxidant, protecting tissues from oxidative stress during infection or inflammation. You're going to find it in foods like kiwis, citrus fruits, bell peppers, parsley, berries, broccoli, and watercress, ideally eaten raw or just lightly cooked to preserve potency. Then we have vitamin D. This helps to regulate immune response, ensuring it's strong but not overactive. Low vitamin D levels are linked with an increased risk of autoimmunity and frequent infections. Now, we can get some from food, so natural sources include things like wild salmon, sardines, egg yolks, and mushrooms. But in the UK, in darker months, this can be difficult. So sometimes it is important that we do have supplementation. Then we have zinc. Zinc is essential for immune cell activation, for wound healing, and the regulation of inflammation. You can get it from foods like oysters, pumpkin seeds, beef, chickpeas, and cashews. Selenium and alpha-lipoic acid work together as antioxidant defenders, recycling glutathione and protecting cells from oxidative stress. It's vital for immune recovery and mitochondrial integrity. Selenium is abundant in things like Brazil nuts, tuna, turkey, and sunflower seeds. Alpha-lipoic acid is found in smaller amounts in spinach, broccoli, and organ meats, though targeted supplementation sometimes offers greater therapeutic levels. Beta-glucans from medicinal mushrooms such as reishi and shiitake really help modulate that immune activity, and they can strengthen your defenses without overstimulation. And then, of course, gut health remains central. So fermented foods, things like sauerkraut, kimchi, kefir, and live yogurt support microbial diversity, helping to train and regulate immune responses. Once the nutritional foundations are in place, the next step is to integrate targeted supplements that enhance immune resilience and protect cellular health. Some of my go-tos include the High Fastaterra Myco 5, which is a blend of five medicinal mushrooms that support immune modulation and resilience. The Altrient Liposomal Vitamin C, which is a highly bioavailable form for optimal absorption and antioxidant protection. Bare Biology Beam and Balance Vitamin D. This provides both vitamin D3 and K2 for effective immune and bone support. The Wild Nutrition Zinc Plus, another one to really replenish one of the most critical minerals for immune cell repair. Nutraceutics alpha-lipoic acid, supporting glutathione recycling, inflammation control, and protection of both mitochondrial and immune function. And then a really good blend that I like is the Arta Cellular Defense, a comprehensive antioxidant and detoxification formula that bolsters that immune recovery and reduces oxidative load. Together, these nutrients and supplements help regulate inflammation, strengthen defenses, and restore the body's natural equilibrium. When we talk about immune health, what we're really talking about is communication between your cells, your environment, and your lifestyle. Every nutrient-dense meal, every night of restorative sleep, every deep breath outside in nature sends a message to your immune system that you are safe, that you can relax, and that you can repair. And that is the essence of immune resilience. What I love most about these two pillars, energy and immunity, is that they give you back a sense of control. So often when people feel exhausted, run down, or constantly unwell, they start to believe that this is just how life has to be. But understanding how your energy is made, how your immune system responds, and how both are influenced by your daily choices, everything changes. when you start to see fatigue or frequent illnesses, not as random events, but as signals from your body, information, you can respond with awareness rather than frustration. You can begin to ask the right questions. What's draining me? What do I need to restore? And it's really important sometimes to just look back and reflect. How does your energy feel right now, physically, mentally, emotionally? What's truly replenishing it and what is consistently depleting it? And when it comes to your immune health, do you feel resilient or are you often operating on the edge of burnout? Every small change, whether it's prioritizing better sleep, nourishing your body with the right nutrients, or creating space to breathe and rest, compounds over time. These are choices that shape your long-term health trajectory. If you've read Optimal You, you'll know that energy and immunity are the foundations upon which the rest of the eight pillars are built. They're also at the core of my Optimal You program, which is coming in 2026. This takes the concepts from page to practice, helping you to apply them in a structured and personalized way. And as I look ahead, I'm so excited for what's next. There's new projects and courses and ways for you to continue this journey towards truly optimal health. If you love the book or this episode, revisit the first chapters of Optimal You and notice how your energy and immunity have evolved over the past year. It's a powerful exercise sometimes to see how far we've come and a reminder that your body is always capable of renewal. As we wrap up this special anniversary episode, I just want to say thank you truly for being part of this journey over the past year. When Optimal You was released, my goal was to create something timeless, a guide that people could return to again and again as they evolve through different seasons of life. Over this past year, seeing so many of you use it, read it, share it, and most importantly, live it, has been incredibly meaningful. From those of you who have told me that your energy is finally returning, to patients who've rebuilt their resilience and found balance again, it's a reminder of why I do this work. Because health isn't just about living longer, it's about living well. So as we step into another year of Optimal You, my mission remains the same, to help you uncover the small and powerful shifts that change the way you feel every single day, through education, science, and connection. But 2026 will bring the addition of the studio and our new Optimal You self-led program. You can join the waitlist in the links below this episode. If you're new here, you can explore more of this work through Optimal You, the book. And if you've been with me since the beginning, thank you for continuing to grow alongside this community. Here's to another year of energy, immunity, and thriving in every sense of the word. I'm so grateful that you're here and I can't wait to see what comes next.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Good Health Podcast. Do share the episode with anyone you think it may benefit and help us to spread the word on all things health and wellness by rating, liking, or subscribing to the podcast. If you want more, you can listen to more episodes on your favorite podcast app or sign up to my newsletter for my favorite tips, tricks, health advice, brands, recipes, and more at nicolegoodhealth.com/newsletter. Have a lovely week. Don't forget to hit subscribe and I'll see you on the next episode of the Good Health Podcast.